you know, sometimes when the pressure isn't on and there isn't a huge amount at stake, we show up. In the first half, I thought we were very good. Second half, we were dogged and held on. But really, it's Monday week, and this fortnight is when the pressure is seriously on that we need to perform. And if we don't perform, we won't be getting to play Waterford next year, to put it that way again too.
Yeah, because Cabinteely and Drogheda ending one apiece tonight, so it's all to play for in that game for them.
Yeah, I've seen Drogheda, we've seen Cabinteely also. They both are will be hugely difficult to match. Don't mind trying to better, and there's no point in saying that the different German. That's the reality of it. Yeah, we've built a good side in Waterford tonight with a bit of luck. We need to beat a very good side in Cabinteely or Drogheda, and don't dare underestimate what they have. They're coming. No, we've been there. We've come from the first division twice in the last 5 or 6 years with the confidence and adrenaline and enthusiasm and ability to get promoted. And to be fair, Dermot, whoever wins in the second leg out of that will be firm favourites, and I'm not trying to put any pressure back on them. I'm just telling you the reality of it.
And how are you fixed squad-wise then? I know you're still, 10 days out from that first-legged match, Ollie, but you were missing a few players tonight. No Mark Coyne, no Keith Cowan.
No, both are injured, and unfortunately we added Mark Tunnan to that list there tonight, which doesn't look good on first viewing, you know. And while we won a game, you know, we might have lost a player for the playoff. It might be a bit early to call it, but that's the reality of it. And we need our quality players. We need our best players on the pitch to have any hope of containing and matching and trying to better Drogheda or Cabinteely. And believe you me, you know, any expectation that people have, having watched them, it'll be as handful of a game as that was tonight, and we came out of that by just kind of our teacher.
Right. Well, one man that came in tonight in place of Keith Cowan was big Joshua Smith. And he scored his first goal for the club, a well taken header early in the game, and it proved enough to take all 3 points.
Yeah, you know, the first goal is crucial. Had Waterford got it, we would need the crowd to back us. Should we go a goal down in the playoff, we need the supporters here to back us to the hilt. You know, and that's the reality of it. You know, we're playing a serious side in the playoff, and we could easily go behind. We might be happy enough to be 1-0 down with the half an hour left to try and get back into it. But we need to manage the expectation. You know, Drogheda, at least everyone knows, Cabinteely have improved no end. And having watched them, you know, the footage that was given there, they're a complete different entity in a handful with the likes of Kieran Marty Waters and that. But we'll see who comes out of that next Friday. But we have a savage battle ahead of ourselves, Jim. There's no point pretending anything different.
Yeah, but at least good to pick up a win, Ollie. Haven't gone so long without one.
Yeah, well, I mean, we you know, bear maybe the first half in Sligo, where we didn't perform properly. We've been there or thereabouts. We haven't been brilliant, but we haven't been, you know, we're not a brilliant side. Like, you know, we could have got a point up in Shamrock Rovers. We actually could have won it at one stage. Not that we would have deserved it, but you know, if you can't be too far off the mark if you're a bit disappointed in coming out of Tala without a point. You know, the week before here against UCD, we probably shaded it, although we couldn't score. But we're playing a better side than UCD in Monday week and Friday week, and that's the reality of it. And I'm trying to explain what expectation might be out there. This going well for us will go to the wire. It might go to extra time and penalties. But we could easily be behind, and we need the crowd. It was okay tonight because the crowd will support you when you're 1-0 up. It's if you go behind, we need them doubly. And the reality of that is a possibility without doubt, and that's what we're facing into, and we need to get things right in the next 2 weeks to have any hope of staying in this division, Jeremy.